Welcome back here for our final segment of Sounds of the Game here on WesternKansasNews.com after the 40-6 setback for Scott City against a very good Southeast Sling football team. We talk with assistant coach Landon Frank afterwards after Scott City's defeat.
I know it was a tough loss here tonight for you guys, and really Southeast just kind of came out, and it was a field position battle really all night, especially in that first half.
You know, it started off bad with the kickoff return. And there's a few things like a little face mask. It was fourth down. We held them pretty well. We got that little face mask, gave them the first down. And once they scored and took the momentum, it got pretty tough.
Yeah, new coming in, it'd be tough. You're down a starting linebacker or a lineman tonight, but they filled in well on that. They tried, and Southeast just comes all over with their blitzes. It's just tough to pick up on the running game.
Yeah, it was definitely a talented team. We're down. I think we got about 15 players hurt at this point in time. It's not just one lineman.
Yeah.
Our scout team is made up of freshmen at this point in time, and it's really hard to imitate the other teams. So we let a few guys take this week off, and hopefully it'll be better next week.
And I know as much as you want to play for tonight and get the win tonight, but, yeah, that's the most important thing is be ready for the playoff run.
Yeah, you know, Cup's struggling with his feet a little bit. He probably could have played tonight, but we chose to set him out a little bit and let him get ready for next week.
I know Harrison had a tough time passing tonight. Just it was one of those nights moving the ball down the field offensively, but he had a couple of really nice passes, and that one on that little jailbreak screen there to Isaac Trango that went the distance.
Yeah, it's the first time we've had that little jailbreak work for us, and he runs it for a touchdown. It was cold out. It was hard to get those passes off for Harrison.
But, yeah, I know what's probably the biggest thing that you guys take away from this game here tonight? And it was just a tough night trying to get off the field.
Yeah, it was a tough night to get off the field and a little humility there. We're going to have to come back and practice harder and see what we can do in the playoffs.
Well, next week you begin the playoff run. Nice thing is you guys are at home to begin the playoffs. And what are some things maybe to work upon as you get ready for next week?
First of all, get healthy. Yeah. That's probably our first key there. I don't know who we have. It might be Concordia or Clay Center.
Yeah, either one, yeah.
You know, and we've played both of them, but Concordia more than Clay Center. So we'll just have to get healed up and see what they offer.
Once again, thank you there with assistant coach Landon Frank for dropping by postgame after the game, and we appreciate that once again here. But anyways, taking a look at the final numbers in this one, it was just tough for Scott City altogether. The Beavers ended up with 156 yards of offense, a season low, just 31 yards on the ground on 18 carries. Jace Thomas ended up leading the way with 28 yards on 6 carries. He got knocked out in the third quarter of the ball game, but he should be all right. And just kind of an injury-plagued season for Scott City, as Coach Frank alluded to there in that post-game interview. Scott City just needs to get healthy here if they can for the playoff run here. And hopefully they're able to here this week as they get ready for Friday. But Harrison King, a tough night through the air. He was 3 of 18 passing, 125 yards, a touchdown, no picks, second straight game without an interception thrown, and he started at minus two passing yards, but Isaac Trango, of course, with the 74-yard touchdown reception through that tunnel screen, and Blaine Culp had a nice 53-yard reception where he took it for about 40 extra yards after the catch down to the 12-yard line of Southeast Saline there early in the fourth quarter. Scott said he was only penalized 3 times for 24 yards in the ball game. And that was one of their lower penalty yardage of the year, penalties called on him. But Scott City did have a couple of sacks. Not only did Scott City have the first touchdown pass of the year on the Southeast Saline defense, but they also picked off the Trojans for the first time this year. They had not thrown an interception all season, and that was the first there. They'd only had 2 turnovers all season long, had the Trojans. And you got to give credit to Scott City for doing some things that to Southeast Saline that hadn't been done to them all year. And no, it's tough to see that in a tough loss. Speaking of the Trojans, they played ball control. They had the ball 73 plays in the ball game, and Scott City only had it for 36 plays. So that was about 2-1 on the play ratio there for Southeast Saline. They had 58 rushes for 235 yards. They were 9 of 15 passing with 1 interception, that being Jackson Gephardt, he also had one touchdown pass, 393 yards passing. Southeast Saline, though, was 9 of 16 on third down, and they were perfect 3 for 3 on fourth down. Scott City was just 1 of 10 on third down and 0 of 1 on fourth down. They only had 4 first downs. Southeast had 16, and it was just lopsided in the that department. Scott City, though, nice thing is they can still play football, and they're going to be hosting the Concordia Panthers on Friday night. Yeah, to be the sixth meeting all time. Scott City is 5-0 in the series, but last year Scott City defeated Concordia two times in 3 weeks, and this is going to be a Concordia team coming in, remembering how much Scott City dominated them in both games this year and outmanned them there physically. And I think this is going to be a fired-up Concordia team coming into Scott City next week, or this Friday night, excuse me. Concordia, by the way, won 41-28 over Chapman, and that score is probably deceiving because Concordia really dominated that ball game. They almost had 600 yards of offense. That's right, 600 yards. The quarterback himself, Wyatt Trost, the senior, he's been a four-year player on both offense and defense. Also, Hunter Schrader, a four-year contributor both on offense and defense. They are going to be a high-powered offensive team coming into town next Friday night. They had two turnovers in the first quarter. One was at about their 1 yard at the Chapman 1 yard line on their opening series, and then on their second series they fumbled it inside the Chapman 30. So they could have easily had two more scores on the board, and they did give up a kickoff return for a touchdown as well to Chapman in that ball game. And so that was pretty deceiving. But this is going to be a good task for Scott City, a good test, I should say. But they luckily get it at home on Friday night against the Concordia Panthers. Both teams come in at 5-3 on the year. Should be a fun one there at Darner Field, and hopefully a lot warmer than it has been over the last few days here. But it should be fun. It always is fun when you get to the playoffs. Thanks again for listening here to another edition of Sounds of the Game featuring Scott City, and we'll do it again next week here as well. And thanks again for listening here on WesternKansasNews.com.